我们最近在读约翰一书。
We've been reading the first epistle to of John.
所以今天早上跟大家来学习约翰一书的第一章。
So this morning I'd like to study with you 1 John chapter 1.
我们来看约翰一书的第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书的第一章。
1 John chapter 1,
第四节
verse 4. Chapter 1, verse 4. And these things we write to you that your joy may be full.
这个第四节说，我将这话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。在约翰一书里面，我将这话写给你们，至少出现有四次。
The phrase "these things we write to you" appears at least four times in 1 John.
那这个是我将这个话以约翰一书来讲，就是整本的约翰一书。
These things refers to the entire first epistle of John.
那第一个就是让你们的喜乐可以充足。
The first purpose is that your joy may be full.
充足就是百分之百。
To be full means to be 100%.
我们活着要快乐，这是人的本性。
It is human nature to seek happiness.
所以有快乐的地方就有很多人。
Therefore, where there is happiness, there is a large crowd.
但是我们一生真的活着很快乐的人不是很多。
But the reality is that not many people are actually happy.
为什么？
Why?
因为人的心境随着环境在改变。
It is because our hearts and emotions change as our environment changes.
所以很难找到一个我们生活的环境完全是满意的。
And it is very difficult to find an environment that we are perfectly content with.
所以我们的心境受到环境的影响，因此活得很快乐的人实在是不多。
Because our moods are affected by our environment, many people are not happy.
那这个心境环境的改变包括我们的工作。
Changes in our environment includes our jobs.
我们的身体。
Our health,
我们的家庭
and our family,
还有我们生活的环境
as well as our living environment,
还有我们周围的朋友
and our friends,
这个都一直在改变
These are constantly changing.
所以我们的心境就这样上上下下
Because of that, our moods are constantly fluctuating.
有时候快乐，有时候悲伤
Sometimes we're happy, sometimes we're sad.
所以虽然想要活得很快乐，真的很快乐，实在是很难得。
Even though we all want to be happy, it is actually very difficult to be happy.
但是这个神的话对我们是一个应许。
But God's word is a promise to us.
不是说或许会实现。
It is not something that may fulfill.
这是一种应许，一定会实现。
But because it is God's promise, it will be fulfilled.
使你们的喜乐可以充足。
That your joy may be full.
这个神要给我们喜乐充足到底是怎么一回事
How exactly does God help us and make our joy full?
这个前面的一句话就是他的条件
The first part of the verse gives us the condition
也就是我们的本分
Which is something we need to do on our part
所以应许给我们喜乐要得满足但是每一个人体验不太一样
God's promise is the same to all of us that we will have full joy, but everyone's experience in the process is different.
因为每一个人对这个人的本分信仰的追求有没有去做这个不一样。
Because everyone's experience is different because of depending on one's effort in carrying out our part.
所以这个第四节，我将这个话写给你们，这是。要喜乐满足的一个原因。
Verse 4 says, And these things we write to you. This is one of the conditions of receiving full joy.
那这一些话是什么?
What are these things?
我们再回到第三节。
Let's go up to the previous verse, verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
这个地方中文叫相交、那如果我们在英文再翻回来、就是团契。在第三节讲两种的团契。
Verse 3 mentions two kinds of fellowship.
一种是我们跟父并他的儿子耶稣基督有团契。
The first kind of fellowship is the fellowship with the Father and with His Son.
那第二种是我们弟兄姊妹之间有团契。
The second type of fellowship is the fellowship among brothers and sisters.
如果这个我们真的做得很好，我们每一天会活得很喜乐。
If we really live out these two types of fellowship, we will be full of joy every day.
有时候我们在听人讲你为什么不信耶稣？
Some people explain why they don't believe in Jesus.
因为他把信耶稣当作是很无聊，当作是一种捆绑，当作是一种责任。
Some people don't believe in Jesus because they think it is a bondage and it is a heavy responsibility.
这是从外面看是这样。
It may seem to be true from an external point of view.
但是当我们进到信仰里面，你就会发现信仰本身是一种享受。
But once you enter into this faith, you realize that faith in God is actually an enjoyment.
那如果信仰是一种享受，我们就会很认真去追求。
And if we experience that our faith is an enjoyment, we will be very serious about it, and we will work on it.
好像我们生活水准一旦提到一定程度以后，我们就不想要降下来。
For example, once we our living standard of living has reached a certain level, we don't want to live any simpler.
但是有时候你不降下来，也自然会降下来，因为有一些外在环境改变。
But even if you don't want to lower your standard of living, sometimes the environment may force you to.
但是我们的信仰，只要我们持续不断的追求，这个喜乐不会改变。
But in terms of our faith, our joy can remain constant if we continue to work on our faith.
那第一个就是我们跟神要有团契。
And to do that, first of all, we need to have fellowship with God.
有的人的信仰，他是在理论上认同有神。
Some people believe in God in the sense that they agree in theory that there is a God.
所以你问他有神，我绝对有神。
So if you ask such people, do you believe in God? They will say, yes, I know, I agree that there is a God.
但是在实际生活上，他们跟神的关系并不是很亲密。
However, in practical living, they don't have a personal or intimate relationship with God.
因此虽然在头脑上认同有神，但是生活中没有办法体验到喜乐。
Even though they may agree rationally that God exists, they cannot experience joy in their lives.
因为那个神是住在天上，住在众人所不能靠近的光。
Because to them, God is only someone who lives in heaven and who lives in an unapproachable light.
那对我来讲，我活在现实的社会上、世界上，我是活在这个社会里面。
But the reality is that we live in this world, in this society.
所以知道有神，但是没有办法体会神。
They may know God, but they may know that there is a God, but they cannot experience Him.
但是这个可以改变。
But this is something we can do something about this.
所以这里说，如果我们跟神相交，跟神有团契，喜乐就可以充足。
Because this verse says that if we have fellowship with God, our joy will be full.
那怎么跟神要有团契？
How can we have fellowship with God?
就是我们的心境要从这个地面上往上提升。
It means that the state of our heart and mind needs to be elevated from this world.
那这样我们跟神的关系就会越来越亲近。
If we do that, we can become closer and closer to God.
所以圣经里面才教导我们说我们的心态要改变。
That is why the Bible teaches us to be transformed in the renewing of our mind.
我们看哥罗西书。
Please turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书的第三章。
Chapter
3. 哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第二节
Verse 2. Colossians chapter 3 verse 2, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth.
我们再看第一节。
Verse 1, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God.
这个第二节讲要思念上面的事。
Verse 2 tells us to set our mind on things above.
不要思念地面的事。
Not on things on the earth.
这个上面就是灵界的，上面就是属天的。
Above refers to what is spiritual and what is of heaven.
那上面就是属神的。
Above refers to things of God.
那不要思念地面的事，就是我们每一天的这一些事情。
Not on things on the earth. Things on the earth refers to the mundane things of daily life.
所以当我们开始在思念上面的事的时候，我们的心已经逐渐 超越这个世界，进到灵界里面。When
we're able to set our mind on things above, then we are able to transcend the things of this world into a spiritual realm.
那这个是一个人要跟神相交一个必要的条件。And
this is a necessary condition to having fellowship with God.
所以为什么有时候在地面上的丰富会让人信仰失去体验？
Why is it that sometimes material abundance can make us lose our experience with God in faith?
因为地面上的丰富，有时候我们整个头脑都一直停留在地面上。
Because we are materially abundant, when we're materially abundant, we tend to set our mind on things of the earth.
不但在物质上有地心引力把我们这个东西把它吸住。
Not only is there physical gravitational force that pulls us down.
这个地面上真的也有一个引力把我们的心吸住在这个地上。
There, also in a figurative sense, there is another type of gravitational force that pulls our heart to this world.
因此一个人如果要体验神，他的心态要从这个地面上一直要往上提升。
Therefore, to experience God, we need to constantly work on elevating our mind and our thoughts.
这样我们才能够跟神团契。
Only then can we have fellowship with God.
所以为什么安息日这么重要？
That is why the Sabbath day is so important.
因为前面六天我们大家真的很忙。
Because for 6 days in a week, we are very busy.
而且都是忙地面上的事情。
And we are all busy about the things on the earth.
即使每一天有读圣经、有祷告，这很好，但是也是很短暂，因为我们有地上的责任。
While it is good to read the Bible and pray every day, we are still very busy with all the responsibilities in life.
那第七天我们就安息了。But
on the seventh day, we are able to rest.
休息了世上的工作。
We rest from the work of this world.
所以圣经里面说，我们这不要再挂念地面上的事。
So the Bible teaches us not to set our mind on things on the earth.
为什么？
Why?
这样我们的心才能够来思想。 上面的事。
Only then can our mind be set on things that are above.
那当我们的心开始提升到灵界里面， 我们就开始能够跟神团契。
When our heart is elevated to the spiritual realm, we begin to have fellowship with God.
所以要体会到在神里面的喜乐， 就是我们的心态要改变。
So to experience the joy in God, we need to start changing our mindset.
所以如果我们回到哥罗西书第三章第一节，
If we come back to Colossians chapter 3 verse 1,
这里讲要求上面的事。
We see that the Bible tells us to seek those things which are above.
这个追求就是第一个把焦点固定。
To seek involves, first of all, setting our focus.
那第二个用行动来达到那个目标。
And the second step is to take action to reach that goal.
这个叫做追求。
This is what it means to seek.
那上面的事就是属灵的，属神的。
Those things which are above are the spiritual things that belong to God.
所以我们的心要先对准属灵的，属神的事。
So our hearts must aim at things that are spiritual and are of God.
再来，我们用行动去追求。
Then we take the action to reach that goal.
那这样我们渐渐就能够跟神相交。
Then gradually we can have fellowship with God.
那我们的喜乐就会越来越充足。
As a result, our joy will be more and more full.
所以有一句话叫做在地如天。
So there is a saying called heaven on earth.
天国的滋味是好的。
the taste of heaven is wonderful.
哦，圣经里面讲那是完全的。
And the Bible tells us heaven is a perfect place.
天国中的喜乐是完全的。
The joy in the heavenly kingdom is complete, is perfect.
天国的平安是完全的。
The peace in the heavenly kingdom is perfect.
那在地如天，就是我们活在地上能够体会到天国那一种平安跟喜乐。
Heaven on earth means while we are still living in this world, we can experience the peace and the joy that is in the heavenly kingdom.
那活在地上，我没有上到天国，我怎么去体会到天国的平安跟喜乐？
But if we're living in this world and we haven't gone to heaven, how can we possibly experience the peace and joy of the heavenly kingdom?
所以主耶稣的福音就很宝贵了，天国近了。
This is what makes Jesus' gospel so precious because he declared the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
主耶稣把天国从天上借着他的救恩带到人间。
Through the gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ brought the heavenly kingdom down to this world.
所以主耶稣说，神的国就在你的心里。
That is why he told the people, the kingdom of heaven is within you or among you.
所以我们信仰在追求什么？
So what is it that we are seeking in our faith?
当然我们生活有困难，工作有困难，身体有困难，都可以向神祷告。他是父亲，他怜悯我们，他愿意帮助我们。
Of course, when we meet with hardships in our health or in our work or in our family, we can pray to God for help.
但是信仰有一个更有价值的追求。
But there is a more valuable goal in our faith.
就是追求神本身。
And that goal is to seek God himself.
也就是追求神的国能够降临。
To seek for the kingdom of God to come onto earth.
能够降临在我的身上。
To let God's kingdom come upon us.
那如果神的国真的降临，
If God's kingdom truly comes,
那个叫做在地如天。
That is heaven on earth.
所以主耶稣说，神的国就在你心里。
That is why the Lord Jesus Christ says, the kingdom of heaven is within you.
好，我们看罗马书。
Please turn to Romans.
14章。
Chapter 14.
罗马书14章。
Romans chapter 14.
17节。
Verse 17. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里讲神的国不在乎吃喝。
The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking.
这个吃喝是物质上是身体的一种满足。
Eating and drinking represents physical gratification.
这不是神的国最重要的地方。
This is not the most important part about the kingdom of God.
在乎公义、和平、圣灵中的喜乐。
But righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以神的国降临，有平安，有喜乐。
So when God's kingdom comes, there is peace, there is joy.
那个平安喜乐就在我们心里面。
And that peace and joy remain in us.
所以我们如果回到约翰一书第一章。
Let's come back to 1 John chapter 1.
第一章我们刚刚读的。我们与父第三节下半句并他的儿子耶稣基督相交。
The latter part of verse 3 talks about our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
怎么跟神团契？
How do we have fellowship with God?
在约翰一书里面有讲住在神里面这一句话。
We can find the expression in 1 John, abide in God.
Yeah, 也有提到神住在我们里面。
We also find the expression God abides in us.
如果神住在我们里面，
If God abides in us,
就是神跟我们同在。
He dwells with us.
如果我们住在神里面，
If we abide in God,
那就表示我们跟神是合一的。
That means we are one with God.
那这个就是我们信仰的追求。
That is the goal of our faith.
那神怎么住在我们里面？
How does God dwell in us?
第一个，神借着他的灵住在我们里面。
First, God dwells in us through His Holy Spirit.
所以我们在真耶稣教会的信徒，大部分人都得圣灵。
In the true Jesus Church, most members have received the Holy Spirit.
如果我们真的有被圣灵充满，
If we are truly filled with the Holy Spirit,
我们一定会有一个体验，就是非常的喜乐。
We will definitely have the experience of great joy.
那种喜乐，你拿$100,000要换，我们也不会要卖给他。
And we would not give away that experience of joy, even if people were to pay us $1,000,000.
因为那是地上找不到的。
Because that joy is cannot be found on earth.
哦，所以跟人相交就是神借着圣灵住在我们里面。
To have fellowship with God, therefore, first of all, means to have God's Spirit dwell in us.
然后每一天的做事啊，就是顺着圣灵来带领。
And every day we live by the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那我们顺着圣灵的带领，我们良心就很平安。
And when we live by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we can have a clear conscience.
哦，所以啊，这是一种享受。
That is an enjoyment.
啊，第二个就是神的道。
The second way is to have the Word of God.
我们看啊，约翰福音。
Please turn to the Gospel according to John.
啊，约翰福音的十六章啊，十五章。
John chapter 15.
啊，约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
啊，十一节。
Verse 11. 啊，请。John 15:11. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full.
这里讲叫我的喜乐存在你心里，并叫你的喜乐可以满足。
That my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full.
哦，所以主耶稣对我们应许，他的喜乐要存在我们心里。
Jesus promises us that His joy will remain in us.
哦，那第九节。
Verse 9.
我爱你们正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。
As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love.
啊，那第七啊十一节哦，这个是我告诉你，就是要常在神的爱里面，我们的喜乐就会很满足。
Verse 11 says, "These things I have spoken to you. If we remain in God's love, our joy can be full."
啊，所以啊，神的爱充满了我们里面哦，生活很喜乐。
If we have the love of God fill us, then our lives will be full of joy.
那我们如果看第十节
，Verse 10，
你们遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里面。
If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love.
啊，所以神的爱啊，在我们遵守神的命令的时候，啊，就充满在我们里面。
The love of God fills us when we keep His commandments.
啊，所以我们行神的道，啊，神住在我们里面，我们就觉得很喜乐。
That is why if we practice God's word, God dwells in us and we are full of joy.
哦，那第三个就是在神的道里面。
Third, we need to abide in the word of God.
哦，所以我们每一次啊，在听神的话，在念神的话，在想神的话，那个都是我们喜乐的来源。
Every time we hear God's word, think about God's word, that is the source of our joy.
啊，所以在神里面要得喜乐啊，就是要花时间。
Therefore, it takes time, to develop the joy in God.
哦，那然后我们的心境要往上提升。
And our minds must be elevated.
那在神的道、神的灵、神的爱里面，我们会得到很大的满足。
And in God's word, spirit, and love, we can experience great satisfaction.
好，那我们现在回来看约翰一书。
Let's come back to 1 John.
啊，第一章
，Chapter 1.
啊，第一章的第三节
，Verse 3.
啊，我将所看见、所听见的传给你们。啊，使你们跟我们相交。这里讲你们跟我们相交。
That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us.
啊，这个就是信徒之间的团契。
This is referring to the fellowship among brothers and sisters.
那这个团契跟社交到底差在哪里
？Or among believers, what is the difference between fellowship and social gathering?
啊，最重要就是社交以人为中心。
The most important difference is that social gathering is man-centered.
哦，那团契以神为中心。
Whereas fellowship is God-centered.
哦，这个是最基本的不同。
That is the fundamental difference.
哦，那我们信徒之间的团契会带给我们极大的喜乐。
The fellowship among believers brings us great joy.
哦，所以我们教会要做这个牧养工作要做得好，团契非常重要的一个关键。
For the church to do pastoral work well, fellowship is a key.
因为如果信徒的团契带给我们极大的喜乐，大家就很想来教会啊，来了就不想离开。
Because through the fellowship of believers, we can obtain great joy, and whenever we come to church, we would not want to leave.
我记得在90年代我们在 啊，伊丽莎白教会举开第一次全国的圣工人讲习会。
I remember in the 90s, we held the first national holy workers seminar at Elizabeth Church.
那从南加州有一个教会派七个信徒去参加。
Seven brothers and sisters from Southern California joined this seminar.
那一下飞机啊，那教会就派人就把他啊载到教会。
As soon as they got there, the church sent people to pick them up at the airport and brought them to church.
我们知道伊丽莎白教会都住在地下室。
And some of us know how the living quarters at Elizabeth Church are in the basement.
啊，讲习会完就把他载到机场又回来。
And right after the seminar, these attendees were brought right to the airport.
啊，就啊，两个弟兄开两部车子去接他们。
And then when they arrived in SoCal, the two brothers drove two cars to pick up these participants.
他第一个感觉说，哎，你们不太不一样。
The first impression that these two brothers got when they saw these participants was that they looked different.
同一个人怎么不一样呢？
But they were the same people. Why did they look different?
就是这个七个人在教会七天有一种改变。
It's because these seven participants remained in the church for 7 days and something changed about them.
到底教会改变他们什么？
What was it about it, the seminar or the church that changed them?
这个七天第一个就是查考圣经。
During those 7 days, first of all, we studied the Bible.
第二个就是很多的祷告。
And second, we prayed a lot.
第三个就是彼此团契。
And the third, we had a lot of fellowship.
就这个三件事情改变了。
Just these three things changed them.
所以大家回来啊，充满着喜乐跟平安。
That is why when they returned home, they were filled with joy and peace.
所以真的，这个信仰会带给我们很大的改变。
So our faith can definitely bring us great change.
这个不是理论啊。
This is not theory.
真的很多人体验。
Many people have had this experience.
所以有时候我们在听 NYTS 刚开始的时候，人在想哦，要怎么广告让更多人来参加。
When we began to host a National Youth Theological Seminar, many people were thinking about how to promote it so that more people can come.
到最后我们发现最好的广告是什么？
In the end, we found out what was the best way to promote the event.
就是那一些去参加的人，他对神有体验。
It is when the participants who went to the seminar experienced God.
所以回来以后非常喜乐，非常平安。
And when they return to their local churches, they are filled with peace and joy and peace.
他下一次还要来。
And they want to come back the next year.
他会邀别人来。
And they will invite more people to come.
那这个 NYTS 15天在做什么？
What do we do at the NYTS event for 15 days?
一样，读圣经。
Same thing. We read the Bible.
祷告。
We pray.
团契。
We have fellowship.
就这样。
That's all.
把一个人的心境从地上带到神的国里面。
But those things alone can change the mind of a person and bring the mind of the person to heaven.
所以就公义、平安、喜乐充满在心里。
And that is how a person's heart can be filled with righteousness, peace, and joy.
所以我们现在我们的信徒要从我们人的这个结合要把它带进到团契里面。
So we need to progress from having just a gathering to a true fellowship.
好，那这个团契怎么做
？And how do we have this fellowship?
我们看约翰一书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
我们刚刚读的第三节。
Verse 3,
我将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们跟我们相交。
That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us.
所以这个团契就是我们所看见的。
So this
我们所听见的
fellowship involves things which we have seen and heard.
那到底他看见什么？
What have they seen?
他听见什么？
What have they heard?
如果看第一节。
Verse 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. 2, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness, and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
这所以第一节说，从起初原有生命之道。
Verse 1 talks about the eternal life, the word of life that is from the beginning.
道看不见。
The word is invisible.
生命也看不见。
Life is also invisible.
但是下面又说，听得见，看得见，摸得到。
But it continues to say that these are things we can see and even handle and look upon.
为什么？因为第二节说，这个生命已经显现出来。
Why? Because verse 2 says that the life was manifested.
这个生命显现出来就是道成肉身，就是主耶稣来世界。
That means the word became flesh. And in other words, the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world.
所以主耶稣来世界就是听得见，看得见，摸得到。
The fact that the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world is something we can see, we can hear, and we can touch.
因此这些门徒跟着主耶稣三年。
Jesus' disciples followed him 3 years.
那主耶稣复活升天去了。
Then Jesus resurrected from the dead and was ascended to heaven.
那他们去传福音。
The disciples preached the gospel.
那跟信徒之间到底要怎么建立关系？
How were they supposed to establish a relationship with all the brothers and sisters?
就是讲这三年，他们看见耶稣所做，听见耶稣所传的，摸到耶稣，对耶稣本身的体验。
By continually telling them about their experience of seeing, hearing, and touching Jesus during the 3 years of discipleship.
那这样叫做团契。
That is called fellowship.
人跟人之间相处有时候真的很难。
Sometimes human relationships are very complicated.
为什么？
Why?
第一个，我们有缺点。
Because first of all, we have our shortcomings.
所以别人如果跟我们很亲近，他看到我们缺点，这会给他们负面的体验。
So when people are too close to us and see our shortcomings, it's repulsive.
那第二个，别人也有缺点。
And secondly, other people also have their shortcomings.
所以当人跟人交往，在看到一些负面的时候，也带给我们一个负面的感受。
So when we interact with one another and see each other's shortcomings, we become repulsed.
所以为着感觉很好，现在人就距离越来越疏远。
So in order to maintain a good feeling among people, we tend to distance from each other.
因此别人的负面不会影响我，我的负面不会影响人，就拉开距离。
In order that our shortcomings will not have a negative impact on others.
所以现在很孤单了。
That's why people are lonely nowadays.
那怎么借着信仰把人跟人带靠近？
Then how can we draw each other close through our faith?
我们现在在一起是强调耶稣。
When we get together, we should emphasize the Lord Jesus.
强调
Word of our Lord Jesus.
强调我们对从主耶稣的体验。
And of emphasize our experience we have received from the Lord.
强调我们所得的恩典。
The grace we have received.
因为主耶稣是完全的。
Because our Lord Jesus is perfect.
所以当我们在讨论我们对主耶稣的体验，对他道理的认识。
When we discuss our experience in the Lord Jesus and our understanding of his word.
真的会带给我们很多的造就。
We can be edified in a great way.
那这样这个团契就带有吸引力。
And that is what makes fellowship attractive.
因为我们以主耶稣为中心来建立人际关系。
Because Jesus Christ is our center, and with the center, we establish a relationship with one another.
因此，当我们在一起的时候，这是一种享受。
So when we get together, it becomes an enjoyment.
当我们分开的时候，我们很想再有这个机会。
And when we part ways, we look forward to another opportunity to get together.
所以信仰是一种享受。
So faith.Is an enjoyment.
但是我们要进到灵里面去追求，就有这样的体验。
However, we need to seek towards a goal. Seek a goal in the spiritual realm, and we will have experience.
要追求什么？
And what should we seek?
跟神有团契。
Seek to have fellowship with God.
第二个。
Next.
跟弟兄姐妹有团契。
We also need to seek fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
我们的喜乐就可以满足。
Then our joy will be full.
一旦我们在信仰里面有充足的喜乐，
once we have abundant or full joy in our faith,
真的你不会去贪爱世界，
then you will really not long for or love the world.
你想想看哦，主耶稣变的酒比以前他们自己准备的更好。
Think about it. The wine that Jesus turned water into was far better than the wine that was served before.
你如果喝了那个更好的酒，你还会去想喝你原来准备的吗？
After you have enjoyed the best wine, would you go back to something inferior?
那个酒是怎么变的？是水变的。
How did Jesus turn, make the wine by turning water into wine?
所以有时候我们的生活好像很平淡，好像水一样。
So sometimes our life may seem to be as bland as water.
但是因为主耶稣。
But because there is Lord Jesus,
我们的生活会非常的喜乐。
Our life can be full of joy.
当我们充满着喜乐的时候，
when our lives are full of joy,
我们真的不愿意去喝我们自己过去所预备的酒。
We will have no desire for the inferior wine that we used to love.
那我们就不会再回到这个世界去了。
That means we will not go back to the world.
所以这个信仰的力量是很大的。
So the power of faith is great.
虽然地面要把我们拉下来。
Even though the world wants to pull us down,
但是神要我们拉上去。
But God wants to pull us up.
当神的应许实现，
when God's promise is fulfilled,
我们的心就被往上提。
Our hearts will be elevated.
这个就是我们的追求。
That is our goal.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.